Jeremiah, chapter 49. Of the sons of Ammon. Thus says Yahweh, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom possess Gad, and his people dwell in its cities? Therefore, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and it will become a desolate heap, and her daughters will be burned with fire. Then will Israel possess those who possessed him, says Yahweh. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is laid waste, cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro among the fences, for Milcom will go into captivity, his priests and his princes together. Why do you glory in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter? That trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come to me? Look, I will bring a fear on you, says the Lord, Yahweh of hosts, from all who are round about you, and you will be driven out every man right forth, and there will be none to gather together the fugitives. But afterward I will bring back the captivity of the sons of Ammon, says Yahweh, of Edom. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau on him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they had enough? But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he cannot hide himself, his seed is destroyed, and his brothers, and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says Yahweh, look, they to whom it did not pertain to drink of the cup will assuredly drink, and are you he who will altogether go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but you will surely drink. For I have sworn by myself, says Yahweh, that Bozra will become an astonishment, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities will be perpetual wastes. I have heard news from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the nations, saying, gather yourselves together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle. For, look, I have made you small among the nations, and despised among man. As for your terribleness, the pride of your heart has deceived you, O you who stay in the clefts of the rock, that hold the height of the hill, though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says Yahweh. And Edom will become an astonishment, everyone who passes by it will be astonished, and will hiss at all its plagues. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, says Yahweh, a man will not dwell there, neither will any son of man sojourn in it. Look, he will come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation, for I will suddenly make him run away from it, and whoever is chosen, I will appoint him over it, for who is like me? And who will appoint me a time? And who is the shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of Yahweh, that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes, that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman, surely they will drag them away, even the little ones of the flock, surely he will make their habitation desolate over them. The earth trembles at the noise of their fall, there is a cry, the noise of which is heard in the Red Sea. Look, he will come up and fly as the eagle, and spread out his wings against Bozra, and the heart of the mighty men of Edom at that day will be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Of Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil news, they melt with fear, on the sea there is anxiety, it can't be quiet. Damascus is waxed feeble, she turns herself to flee, and trembling has seized on her, anguish and sorrows have taken hold of her, as of a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not forsaken, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men will fall in her streets, and all the men of war will be brought to silence in that day, says Yahweh of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it will devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad, of Kedar, and of the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon struck. Thus says Yahweh, arise, go up to Kedar, and destroy the sons of the east. They will take their tents and their flocks, they will carry away for themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they will cry to them, terror on every side. Flee, wander far off, dwell in the depths, O you inhabitants of Hazor, says Yahweh, for Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon has taken counsel against them, and has conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get up to a nation that is at ease, that dwells without care, says Yahweh. It has neither gates nor bars. They stay alone. And their camels will be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter to all winds those who have the corners of their hair cut off, and I will bring their calamity from every side of them, says Yahweh. And Hazor will be a dwelling place of jackals, a desolation forever. Man will not dwell there, neither will any son of man sojourn in it. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Look, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And on Elam I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there will be no nation where the outcasts of Elam will not come. And I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before those who seek their soul, and I will bring evil on them, even my fierce anger, says Yahweh, and I will send the sword after them, until I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there king and princes, says Yahweh. But it will come to pass in the latter days, that I will bring back the captivity of Elam, says Yahweh.